Thank you, folks, for your patience. We always take a minute to get the little technical. We always take a minute to get the little technicalities out of the way so you can hear us and so we can hear each other. This will be mostly a blues set. There's a blues-related ballad or two and some things, and they have a kind of bluesy feel. And one little bit of foolishness in the middle of it to cheer you up a little bit. After all the sad blues, I'm just as tickled as I can be to have Brother T. Michael up here to play some bass for me and my old son, Richard. And if he was a little taller, they say Richard would look a lot like Merle. I may forget and call him Merle. I hope you'll forgive me if I do. Let's do a little bit of that old Sonny and Brownie tune boys called Stranger Blues. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just float in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just float in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. Sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger so. Yeah, sometimes I wonder why some people treat a stranger. To stay, I just go from door to door. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just drove in your town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just drove in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to talk me round. I'm gonna ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad bill. Yeah, I'm gonna ride home to Daddy to send up my railroad bill. And boys, if he can't send it, well, I don't mind walking there. Well, I'm a stranger here. I just drove in. Town. Yes, I'm a stranger here. I just drove in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, you don't have to dog me round. here's a song that'll bring a tear. I remember one time T. Michael and Merle and I played this at a place in California, and there was a little lady sitting right down in front, and you could hear her sobbing a little bit at the end of the song, and Merle said, "Dad, we might not ought to play that one again. It's too sad." But we're going to play it tonight and see if any of y'all cry. It's a ballad called South Coast. I didn't know who wrote it, but I forgot. Anyway, I heard that it was a Spanish song translated, Mike. I used to tell you that. Somebody in New York City wrote it.
No, New York City.
That's what they say. I didn't like that information either, so I won't repeat that on the stage again. Okay, Richard. My name is Don Henry de Castro. My father's a Spanish grandee. But I won my young wife in a cargoon to the devil with his lords from the sea. One night I gambled up in Holon with a tough old sea captain named Juan. And after I'd taken his money, I staked all against his daughter Dawn. The South Coast is so wild and lonely, though you might win in a game and hold on. For the lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone. Well, I picked up the ace and I'd won her. Then my heart, it fell down to her feet. But it sprang to her throat the next moment, like a young summer's day, she was sweet. Settled up that pony just like lightning. Then she rode out for the doctor and hold on. But a lion screamed in the barranca. Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. That night my heart died with her bride. And the South Coast is so wild and lonely. You might win in a game and hold on, for the lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone. I can remember. remember what. Oh, there's my cheater. Put it down behind my pocket watch. That's that mean he was in a while ago on that walk-on boy thing, only it ain't minor, Michael. It's just a blues. Merle and I used to do this one. I think we started doing this out of Winfield. It's just a good old three-chord blues. It starts on the four chords. This morning, walking round my bed. Waked up this morning, found it blue, walking all round my bed. He woke up and sat down by me. I didn't have nobody to hold my baby head. I went to get my breakfast. My sweet woman, she wasn't there. Oh, she done vacated some. My sweet woman, she wasn't there. I can tell you the reason I ain't been treating her fair. What do you think about that, Richard? For a minute, and I'll talk about a lazy country boy, and I can't think of anybody that fit better than Doc Watson. I won't say it, I won't lay it on Michael or Richard. I'll say that he fit Doc Watson better than anybody I know of. I bent one out. Wait, boys. All right, Mr. Gallagher, now behave yourself. I can't call this one JW, this one's Donald. Oh, I found it. This is called Life Gets Tedious, don't it? The sun comes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock go round and round. I just get up, and it's time to lay down. life gets tedious, don't it? My shoe's untied, but shucks, I don't care. I reckon I ain't going nowhere. I'd wash my face and I'd comb my hair, but it's too much wasted effort. I open the door and the flies swarm in, and when I shut the door, I'm sweating again. And in the process, crack my shin, just one darn thing after another. Cow went dry and the hens don't lay, and the fish quit biting last Saturday. My troubles keep piling up day by day, and now I'm getting dandruff. 10 roof leaks and the chimney leans, and there's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans. I've had up the last of the pork and beans. Can't depend on nothing. Water in the well's getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath now for 6 months or more. Well, I've heard it said, and it's true, I'm sure, that too much bathing will weaken you. My old hound keeps howling so forlorn. That's the laziest dog that ever was born. He's a-howling because he's a-sitting on a thorn, and he gets too tired to move over. Sent my boy off to music school. He promised me he'd learn every single rule. He's back home now, and what do you think of that? He's playing hillbilly music wearing a 10-gallon hat. My mind's got so slow that I can hardly think. Ah, my head's as bald as a kitchen sink. The mosquitoes have started using it for a skating rink. Just can't hardly stand it. There's a mouse been gnawing on my cupboard door. He's been at it now for, I guess, a month or more. Well, when he gets in there, he ain't sure gonna be sore. Ain't a darn thing in it. It's debts and taxes, and it's pains and woes and aches and miseries, and that's how it goes. Yeah, I got a cold it but those. Life gets tasteless, don't it? Well, the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and the hands on the clock go round and round. I just get up and it's time to lay down. Life gets tedious, don't it? This next song especially to the memory of Richard's dad, Eddie Merle Watson. It's a song that I don't think I ever heard anybody play any prettier than Merle played it on the original recording we did of it. Honey, don't you cry. one of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing, gonna spread out your wings and take to the sky. Your pappy and your mammy snap and Fundus, if you're out there listening, do you remember the day we put that thing down? I bet he does. I think it was right in the control room. And Merle, Richard, that sounded an awful lot like your dad, son. You got close to it. I promised that I'd play a little blues harmonica on one song to end this set with. A little bit of a song that a fella, Kokomo Arnold, put down, and then everybody and his brother tried it, and finally me and Merle decided we'd see if we could, what we could do with it. It's called Milk Cow Blues. Yeah.
Fast.
Morning, looked out my door. I thought I heard my milk cow. I can tell the way she looks. If you see my milk cow, won't you please drive her on home? Ain't had no milk and butter since my sweet little Jersey cow got gone. Come back here, you sweet short thing, you. Well, now you gotta treat me right, day by day. Get out that little prowler, get on your knees and pray on your knees. Yet you gon' need my help someday. Yeah, you gon' be sorry that you went and treated old Richard Michael such a low-down, dirty, rotten way. You know how she treats you, boy. Hard working daddy, he gon' be gone. Let me show you how everything, baby, that you get along with you. I'm gonna tell you, honey, what I'm about to do. Lord, I'm gonna stop this falling, gonna leave you all alone. Thank you, folks. Good night, and God bless you. And thank you, Michael and Richard, for one heck of a fine job. Thank you much.
Doc Watson, Richard Watson, yeah. King Michael Coleman.
Oh, that's great.
And one of the great things about it, this isn't the last time you're going to see them. 2 more days to go. Merle Fest 95.